Today FM's Dermot and Dave.
Now, here's one for you. Would you sit down with someone who had an extremely opposite view to you and actually have a meal with them? There's a brand new TV show coming to our screens next month, which will see strangers with opposing views having an honest conversation and perhaps finding common ground. One of the people involved in the series is Dr. Mally Coyne, a clinical psychologist and author, and she's here to explain more. Good morning, Dr. Mally.
Oh, hi, how are you?
Hey, we got you.
Is it because you had an opposing view to us and you just decided to hang up?
Sorry about that.
Don't worry, these things happen.
Come here. Eating with the Enemy is the name of the show. It's going to be on our screens on Virgin Media Television next month. So tell us about it and tell us where the idea came from.
Well, the idea came from the fact that I suppose we're so polarized in our society in terms of our views. And, you know, I think social media really reinforces that. So I suppose the idea was for people to meet face to face and to kind of humanize each other again, because I think, you know, we've lost that ability to, you know, be human towards each other and accepting of each other's points of view. It's like we've become really polarized. And I think it's from, there's a lot of fear, there's a lot of information out there, and people become fearful and they only get to meet the people that are most similar to them.
Yeah. I wonder, is it like that? You often see this video on the internet of two dogs with their snarling and barking like crazy at each other, but there's a gate between them. And they look like they're going to tear each other to shreds. And the gate opens and the two of them just kind of cower down and don't, and then the gate closes back up and they go, yeah! So I wonder, is
that's
like
pretty much the internet.
Yeah,
right,
but this is my point. I wonder, is the dinner like the removal of the gate? It stops you just being, you know, maybe faux brave and shouting into your phone, where you actually have to have a logical conversation with somebody who has the opposing view of you.
Yeah, I mean, that is such a great kind of way of looking at it, 100%. You know, when you're on the internet, I suppose, and on Twitter and all those kind of platforms, you can just kind of press click and you're trigger happy, and you might be outraged by somebody's point of view and decide you're going to, you know, comment about that. And then people within your social grouping might do the same, and you might do the same to feel a sense of belonging. But suddenly you meet somebody face to face, somebody you wouldn't otherwise meet. I mean, this show is amazing in terms of like the different types of people that sat across the table from each other. And, you know, they want to then, they're all nervous because they know they're on this show called Eating with the Enemy. Mm. So obviously they're a bit nervous meeting each other and they're wondering, who have I been paired with and why? And then you will find, I think it's going to really surprise people out there who are going to watch next week, that they do find, some of them find commonality. You know, they find maybe life experiences that they've shared and, you know, different things, you know, that they might have different points of view, and even finding out why the other person has that point of view and even agreeing to disagree. But some people actually, you know, it has made them think perhaps about why they have the point of view they do.
So what kinds of couples and, you know, individuals are in the show and going up against each other?
Oh, there's all kind of types, really. I mean, I suppose they were kind of looking at, you know, diversity in terms of, like one of my favorites that's on, you can watch a clip of it at the moment, is a drag queen talking to a priest, which is just classic, and it's such a lovely conversation, and you'll see that one in the first week. But there's amazing, you know, there's people, say a pro-Trump person with somebody who's not at all, and, you know, people with kind of, you know, they talk about things like homeschooling versus not homeschooling, or, you know, really important issues like racism, politics, the Rose of Tralee, lots of different things.
There's a vegan and a beef farmer having dinner together, which is a great pairing.
Yeah, absolutely. And also greyhound racing, that also came up as well for one of the pairings. And then the value of kind of technology versus, you know, somebody who isn't really as much into it and doesn't let their kids use it. So
yeah,
there's a real kind of, I learned so much from watching the pairings.
Yeah, I was going to ask, whatever about the people in and how they might change, what is the hope, do you think, for society in watching a TV show like this? Do you think it has the power to make people reconsider their opinions or realize that there are other people who just, you know, have the opposite opinion?
I think it will, in a way, because it might just surprise people that they're only actually getting access to the people with similar points of view online, and very often in our personal lives, the people that we meet every day, well, we're not really meeting anybody any day, but our friends that we usually would have pretty similar points of view. So even that idea of, like, you know, you asking yourself watching the show, why do I have the point of view that I have? Where did that come from? And is this really invalid? You know, and like, hopefully conversation by conversation, we can become more conscientious as human beings and maybe show a bit more kindness towards other people, that even if someone has a different point of view, doesn't mean that they're a bad person. You know, like on social media, we immediately cancel somebody who says something that we don't agree with. And that's just not okay. You know, we have to kind of review. And for people who say they're not biased, that's absolutely not true. Every human being is biased. It's part of our brains and our makeup. So, like, I think this is going to be an amazing, people are really going to take to this show, and hopefully it'll make them kind of reconsider the people that are around them and maybe open their eyes a bit.
In your own work as a psychologist, I know you've been doing a lot online because that's where everybody lives during a pandemic, but you've been speaking and writing a lot about helping children with anxiety and also the increase young people have with eating disorders. What kind of stuff are you seeing emerge, and how hard is it to tackle it?
Well, yeah, that's you know, obviously the pandemic has had a huge impact on people's mental health and their health generally. But I think with kids and with parents, if you had a kind of like a likelihood to have anxiety beforehand, or you were a little bit anxious beforehand, probably the pandemic has made that much more pronounced. And I think, you know, I suppose the reason I wrote my book last year as well is because it was all about, like, you know, if parents are anxious, that is actually going to impact on their children. And it's hard for a parent to react to their child with calm if they're anxious themselves.
Yeah, of course.
So that anxiety is just contagious, really. And I think, you know, we need to, it's important for us to look at how well we have survived up to now. We're living a really difficult time. But resilience is all about facing a manageable threat with kind of a soothing presence, like a, you know, somebody who loves us near us. And for most of us, hopefully that has been the case during COVID. But definitely there has been, you know, people are very much affected, and, you know, with eating issues and anywhere where you need this sense of control back, I think, and the uncertainty has been really hard for people.
Your book is Love In, Love Out, A Compassionate Approach to Parenting Your Anxious Child. Is that the one, yeah?
Yes, that's it.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't have any others.
Well, I know you co-wrote A Little Book of Sound with Brezzy.
I did.
Yeah, that's a great book, in fairness.
I did. Well, that was a nice little one.
Dr. Yeah. Mally Coyne, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning. Really interesting stuff. Can't wait to see the new show, Eating with the Enemy. It's next week on Virgin Media Television. People can enjoy it. And we also believe that one of our favourite people, Mattress Mick, makes an appearance in it. So that's always a good thing.
Oh, he's brilliant. He's so cool. I love him.
Excellent. We look forward to it.
All right.
Dr. Mally Coyne, thanks so much for talking to us. Have a good day.
Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Dermot and Dave. Listen live, on air, from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.